Okay, I think we've last week tried to touch the Nekuda of the Sugya of Gaidris. There are two remaining issues that the Achrayim discuss. And as I mentioned at the end of the year on Thursday, one of them is the Chiddush of the Rashbam. If you learn the Gemara, the Gemara says that Avadim have a chazaka. The Mishnah says Avadim have a chazaka. The Gemara asks that they're gaidris, and the Gemara says Afal Pikein they have a cheskes gimel shanim. The Gemara does not talk about whether animals have a cheskes gimel shanim or don't. The Gemara says gaidris, which includes animals and Avadim, are all the same, that they don't have a chazaka la'alter. What about animals? The regular animals have a cheskes gimel shanim. So the Gemara doesn't say. And the Rashbam says this Chiddush. The Rashbam in Dibra Maskol or Mishani Hadam Reish Lakish Enlam Chazaka, where the square aleph of the Gra in the middle of the Rashbam. Rashbam there says, "Avol Yesh Lahen La'Avadim U'Lagaydus Chazaka La'Achak Yemoshanim Shohayalay L'Zeh Ma'arlim Chayis V'Lay Micha." The Rashbam says Beferish. He doesn't even say it's a Chiddush. He says the Kipashtus, that not only do Avadim have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but Gaidris, all animals have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim as well. And if somebody is holding on to an animal for 3 years, it's a Chazak. The Gra rather, it's a cut now of Tzech and Su, that the Rambam, Mishulchan Aruch, Koswa Avadim Levad. That the Rambam appears to argue, because he only mentions Avadim and not Gaidris. The Adrama argues Beferish. The Adrama says Beferish Gaidris ain lahem cheskes gimel shanim, and therefore it appears to be a machlokes rishayim if Gaidris have a cheskes gimel shanim. I should mention that the Rashba in our Mishnah says that Gaidris have a chazaka after 1 or 2 years. It doesn't say if he means 1 or 2. Gaidris have a chazaka after 1 or 2 years. Doesn't say how many years. We'll see. Now, Kapanim is a machlaikis Avadim Zicha have Gimel Shanim. Gaidris, that is the Shaila, if they have Gimel Shanim. And if you learn the Mishnah, Pashim Shad in the Mishnah only says Avadim. The Mishnah says Karka, Cheskes Habatim. It says Batim and Sadais and Avadim have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. The Mishnah doesn't say Gaidris. So it would appear that Gaidris doesn't have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And the Kasha on the Rashbam, that's Pnei Shlaima asks, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Gaidris? If Gaidris have Cheskes Gimel Shanim, that's the biggest Chiddush. So the Pnei Shlaima asks on the Rashbam, he has the Kasha on the Rashbam, why doesn't it, like the Rashbam, that Gaidris have Chazaki after Gimel Shanim, why doesn't the Mishnah mention the Cheskes Gimel Shanim of Gaidris? That's his kasha. Then it's very good. That doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Right. The kasha is only on the Rashbam who holds 3 years.
It's going the other way.
If you learn. What? If you cut the mutum by Rusi. There's no chiddush in the chazaka la'alter. It's just coming to answer Reish Lakish. With Gemara is the kash Homer Reish Lakish Gaidris Ein Lahem Chazaka, which is the Havam, we thought is referring to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So Rav is saying this, which Reish Lakish said Ein Lahem Chazaka, Reish Lakish meant Ein Lahem Chazaka Laalt. Right, he's answering the kasha. The Gemara is the kasha from Reish Lakish's lashon that he says Avadim Gaidris Ein Lahem Chazaka. So he's answering that. In evidence by Gaidris, there's no Chazaka La'alta, but it does have a Chazaka La'achin Yemusha. Rava would have never said it, if not for the Kasha, that was the Gemara yes from Reish Lakish. Okay, Shlaima says a Teretz, which maybe some of you have seen. I just like to sort of stella vector Teretz as the aside that it deserves to be understood. Sometimes you see a teretz, and you have a kashi, a teretz. If you didn't have the kashi, you wouldn't see the teretz. Also be good. So you had a kashi, you saw a teretz, a nice teretz. But it's more than a kashi and a teretz. it touches on a Havana of the Rashbam. When the Rashbam says that Gaidras have Chazak of Gimel Shanim, you could understand that two ways. You could understand that the Rashbam means that Gaidras are like Avadim, and Midlai Micha, there's a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, just like Karka has and Avadim have. It's, we call it a Karka Dika Chazak. It's the type of chazaka that karkois have. Karkois have a chazaka midlay micha after 3 years. Avadim have a chazaka midlay micha after 3 years. So gaidris we throw into that pool. That also that gaidris yesh dam chazaka lachem gemul shanim midlay micha. It's in the shulchan aruch. It belongs in hilchis cheskes karkois. Or you could learn. Gaidras are not the same. What's the main difference between Gaidras as opposed to Avadim and Karaka? What's the main difference? Shtar. Right? Avadim and Karkois have Shtarais. And Zarin ish Mishtari Gimel Shanim. Metaltalim, like Tzayin, don't have Shtarais. So you could learn that Gaidras Taka have a chazak after 3 years. But it's not a hilchis cheskes karkois dika chazak. It's a cheskes metaltalim dika chazak. Which means the chazaka is based on the fact that he's holding it. By regular metaltalim, if I'm holding something, even if I hold it for 1 minute, it's a raya chazak to chamar siyar and shalayim. By goydris, you don't get a chazaka after 1 minute. There's no chazaka the minute you're holding something. So there, we give an extended period for cheskes metaltalim. Holding it 1 day is nothing. Holding it 1 year is nothing. The Rashba holds holding it 2 years is something. The Rashbam holds holding it 3 years is something. There's a period of time by which we say even goydris get cheskes metaltalim. So you could declare, what is pshat that after 3 years you have a chazak on gaidris? You could learn it belongs in the rules of hilchis cheskes karkois, or you could learn it belongs in the rules of cheskes metaltalim. I guess the best way to look is to look where it's brought in halach. Is it brought in hilchis cheskes karkois? Is it brought in hilchis cheskes metaltalim? If it's a karka dika chazak, it would be in hilchis cheskes karkois. If it was a metaltalim dika, it would be hilchis cheskes metaltalim. Problem is that the Rambam doesn't pass like the Rashbam. And the Shulchan Aruch, even though it brings it as the Yeshayim, also doesn't pass like the Rashbam. But in the Rashbam himself, we could clear this suffix. What type of chazaka is cheskes gaidras? Probably what you're saying, in other words, it's telling the two ways to learn. The two ways to learn karka. Okay, so let's get to that. One step before that. Before that, as the Pnei Shloimeh points out, the arkama nafkamina is in how you learn. Now, Pnei Shloimeh doesn't use the lashon we're using, but he's saying the same thing. That you could learn that this type of chazaka is a chazaka which goes with the rules of cheskes karkais, or you could learn that it goes with the rules of cheskes metaltalim, nafkamina. Let's say the Marikama makes a macha and he tells the Edim that they shouldn't tell anyone he made the macha. Now, by karka that doesn't work. The Gemara says in the Aflamites that if I make a macha and they just don't tell anybody, it's a good macha. If they just on their own don't tell, it's none of my business. I did what I had to do. But if I tell them not to tell, I make a macha and I tell them not to tell. So the Gemara on Lamites says that by karkois, and maybe by avodim too, that's not a macha. Because the macha of karka and avodim is a macha for what purpose? That the other person should know to be Zara Bishtarei. So since the Mechav Kaka and Eved is a Mechav to tell the Marekama, the Muzik, to be Watchishtar, so if I tell you, the Eidim, don't tell anybody, so it's not a Mechav. Zot Pnei Shleiman, Masha'in Kain by Gaidris, by Tzayim. Why am I making a Mechav? So the other person should be Zara Bishtarei. It's Nishtar Kishtar, there is no Shtar. By Gaidris. So why am I making a macha? Just so that no one should be able to say, midlay micha, vaistais, that it doesn't belong to you. So says the Pnei Shleimai, that the macha of Gaidris doesn't go with the rule of Cheskes Karkais. By Cheskes Karkais, the macha needs a macha of a macha of Pearson that the Muzik could find out. Mashiach came by Gaidris, it has a whole different din of Dinei Mecha. It has a whole different rule of Dinei Mecha. And it doesn't need to come to the ear of the Muzik. A second similar Nafkamina says, if you make a Mecha the last minute of the 3 years in a city that's far away from the field, so he says, Vaita, by Karkois, that's not going to work. Even though the Mishnah says you get 3 years, but it has to be that within the 3 years, the Muzik could find out to be Zara Bishtare. If you're going to make a Mecha at the last minute of the 3 years in a city that's 500 miles away, so by Karkas, Mishkan Mecha. Mashenke by Gaidris, it is a Mecha. Because again, Pnei Shleim is saying that the rule of Gaidris is not a Cheskes Karkois rule Mecha. It doesn't go through with Cheskes Karkois. It has its own rule. It needs a Mecha, not so that the other person can hear about it. It needs a Mecha so that you could show they shouldn't say Midlamicha, he's Makbid. Midlamicha is not Makbid, it's not his. So Vaita, it's a second Afkamina. A third nafkamina he brings is if you need a macha again every 3 years, which we're going to discuss later in the sugya. If you have to be maicha v'chayzer or maicha, so that's a third nafkamina. If the reason for the macha is plainly should be zar b'shtarei, so the Gemara will have a madiyama that you have to be chayzer, maicha v'chayzer or maicha every 3 years. But he says if by Gaidris, you don't need. You do one Mecha, and that's enough. Now here you can argue, in the third Nafkamina, you could argue with Svara. But the point that the Peshlein is saying, with these three Nafkaminas that he brings, is that the rules of Mecha by Cheskes Gaidris is not the rule of Cheskes Karkois. It's not a Cheskes Karkois to Kedin at all. It's only a Cheskes Metaltalim Dika rule, and Memela, it's different. Zot Pnei Shleimai, now it's Poshit. If you learn that Gaidris has a Cheskes Gemulshanim, it's Cheskes Metaltalim, it's a new type of Cheskes Metaltalim. It's not Cheskes Karkois. So it's very geschmack that it's not in the Mishnah. Why isn't it in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is counting rules that go all the same rule. All the same rule of Mecha. The Cheskes Karkois Dikadin of Mecha. Avadim, which have the same rules as Karkois, belongs in the Mishnah. So it goes with the same rules. Metaltalim, Gaidris, which goes with the rules of Metaltalim, Tataka doesn't belong in the Mishnah. Very Gishmak. Mechaira, we could add a fourth Nafkamina. We learned last week, Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis said that Cheskes Metaltalim don't work if you park it in the parking lot, if it's Biyad Shalish. Tosfos held, other Rishayim disagree, but Tosfos on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis said that Cheskes Metaltalim only work if when you're standing in Bezdin, you're still you're still holding it. Taisa said, if you park the metatlin temporarily, the yad shalish, then you don't have a cheskes metatlin, bezman paskins, basher husham. What would be the din by gaidris? By gaidris, people are fighting over an animal, and I have it for 3 years. And now I park it in the parking lot, and I go into Bezdin. This would be weiter, a nafgamina. I tell Bezdin, look, I have the gaidris for 3 years, I have a chazaka. So what does Bezdin say? If they say, I have a cheskes karkois type of chazaka in Cain, it's a raya, it's mine, and it's mavara, it's mine, and it's mine. But hayyais, the way we're learning now, that Eipnei Shleima learns, when you have an animal for 3 years, that's cheskes metatlin. That's a chazaka kol ma'asher tachzi aradam shamayu. Just that by animals, since they walk on their own, you don't get the chazaka immediately. So you get it at the end of 3 years. You don't get it right away, it takes 3 years to get it. Fine. But at the end of the 3 years, you don't have more than a cheskes metatlin. And a yais, it's only a cheskes metatlin, l'chayra, taisis hagdara, that you have to still be holding it, should, l'chayra should still hold true. L'chayra, that would be a fourth nafgamina between the tzedadim. A fifth nafgamina, which the paiskim do talk about, is the following shaila. Somebody holds karka for 3 years, but he doesn't eat peiris. What's a din? You don't get a chazaka. If I go to your house and I take your house from you, and I go there and I put my name on the bell and I'm taking over your house, but I don't live there, I don't rent it out. See, even though it's a taina, why didn't the other person make a macha? For 3 years, I was sitting in his house. But if I didn't have a chilas peiris, you know I don't get a chazaka. It has to be afzik ba kidemazik inshi. I have to be living there the way people live in a house. Which means you need a chilas peiris. If you look in the Mishnah said, it says cheskes habatim bay reshichin maris shaych bays mechatzoyis bays habay mesashachin v'ha avadim v'chol shuwais a peiris tadir cheskes and gemoshan miyay miyay. The Mishnah said clearly that you're only a mosik in an eved if you hold the eved 3 years and you have peiris from the eved for 3 years. If you have peiris from the eved for 3 years, then you get a cheskes gemoshanim. And if not, then you don't get a cheskes gemoshanim. That's the hagdara that it says here in the Mishnah. So the question is, and that is already a tougher question, what about gaidris? What happens if I hold your animal for 3 years, but I don't work, let's say it's an ox, the payrus of an ox is that you work the animal. I hold your ox for 3 years, but I don't work with it. I don't eat peiris. Do I get a chazaka or don't I get a chazaka? Well, let me ask you, what's it done by metatlin? Let's say I take your computer, I have it in my hand, I never used it. Do I have a chazaka? Metatlin, I don't have to eat peiris. Taka kasha, why isn't it erased so that I didn't use it? Takakasha, I don't know. Why by karka it's areyasa and not by metatlin? Because it's... Because by karka it comes from hayalai limchais. Metatlin, it doesn't come from hayalai limchais. We'll see in a second. But lamaisa, that's the halacha. By karka and avadim, if I don't eat peiris, I'm not mazim zaginchi, I don't get a chazaka. And metatlin I do, obviously. What about by gaidris? What about by an animal? L'chayra. This should be tali in the Pnei Shleimai. If you learn gaidris get a chazaka, then it's a karkoistika din. It's a karkoistika type of chazaka. So it goes with the rule of Cheskes Karkois. You should need Achilas Peiris. The way we're learning today, today Shlaima learns, it's not a Karkois to Kedin. It's like Metathlon. Just Metathlon is right away, and animals need 3 years because they walk on their own. L'chair, it should be that metathlin, gaijus ametathlin, and I should not have to eat peris. L'chair, that should follow from, oh, this is our fifth nafkamina. Each nafkamina, we're finding differences in the rules of cheskes karkois and the rules of cheskes metathlin. And in each one, we're saying that it's established that gaijus animals get the rules of cheskes metathlin just in these 3 years, or like the Rashba 2 years, and it gets the rule of cheskes metathlin. The problem is that the Nesivis, in the beginning of Simen Reish Lamed Hei, says that by Goydris you also need Achilas Peiros Tadir. You need 3 years, like the Rashbam just says, explain Shita Sar Rashbam. The Goydris needs Peiros Tadir. And if so, we have a bit of a kasha on our whole mahalach today. We have a klar mahalach. The Pnei Shalom is mahalach. That Goydris, like the Rashbam, have feskos gimel shanim, not after karka dikadin, because there are no shtaris. But I'll say metatlam dikadin. It's a metatlam, a feskos metatlam after 3 years. But L'chaira, it doesn't shtim with the Nesivis. Nesivis says that Goydris need Achilas Peiris, which we know is not true about Metathlin. So we have here a bit of a kasha why it should need Achilas Peiris. Why should Goydris need Achilas Peiris? Did I come up with a svara? What? The other person katayna, he was a shimer. The other person katayna, that he was a shimer. Like Leperis, Heratiticha. Yes, so Peris Heratiticha would say you have to make up a fall within 3 years. Right? You don't have to make up a fall within 3 years. He started saying something a different reason before. Before you get any chance to say anything, you were saying something good. What did you say? You said by Goydris it's midloy micha. No? That's what you started saying. The Sivis is saying every metaltalim is not midloy micha. Every metaltalim is chazaka kama shasiyaradam shalayim. So you don't need achilas peiros. By Goydris, even though it's a cheskes metathlin, the Rashbam says chloris midlay micha. So midlay micha, the Nesivis is understanding midlay micha is only because he ate peiros. Otherwise, I don't have to make a macha. Chayyur, that's what he's saying. But Nesivis doesn't seem to shtim with the Yisayit we're saying today. We're saying the Yisayit today in the Rashbam that the chazaka of Goydris is a cheskes metathlin. And it has the rules of cheskes metathlin. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. The Sivis tells us, 1 minute, but it needs achilas peiros. Let me ask you a question. Let's say we're going to say not like the Sivis. We'll say, look, the Pnei Shleim is not saying like Nesivis. Pnei Shleim is saying it's a metathlin dikedin. So, good, Nesivis has his shita, and we'll go to Pnei Shleim, and we'll say Goydris doesn't need Achilas Peiros. Is that possible? Is it possible to say that animals have a chazaka in 3 years without Achilas Peiros? Is it far away? It's impossible to say that, I think. Can animals have a chazaka without? Can goydris have a chazaka with lamicha? You get a chazaka after 3 years. I'll tell you why I think it's impossible. Maybe I'm wrong, you'll tell me. Let's say it's true. The way we learn to say Shleimu Pashit, Gaidris have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim as Metatalim, doesn't need Achilas Beiris. Karkais and Avadim have a Cheskes Karkais, they do need. So I'm asking you a question. An Eved needs Achilas Peiris. Okay? If I hold an Eved 3 years, and I don't make him work, I just hold him, I lock him up in a room. So the Mishnah says, you don't get a Chazaka. Avadim Akakois, they need Gimel Shanim. 1 minute. It's true, Avadim Akakois. But they're also Gaidris. Aren't they also Gaidris? So, if I have an Eved, and I don't eat Peiris from the Eved, and I don't have a Cheskes Karkois, like the Rashbam, why don't I get a Metaflim Dika Chazaka on an Eved? Why should an Eved be different than a sheep? If a sheep gets a Chazaka without Peiris, why shouldn't an Eved get a Chazaka without Peiris? L'chayra, the Nesivus is Mochrach. Because if you're going to tell me that Tzayin get a Chazaka without Achilas Peiris, like we're saying, a Metaflim Dika Din of Chazaka, why shouldn't an Eved get the same Metaflim Dika Din without a Chazaka? Is there something wrong with what I'm saying? One minute. We're saying a Chazaka gets 3 years. It's a Svara by Gaidras. It's a Svara. I'm holding it. Holding right away is Mariah. 3 years is a Raya. So why shouldn't holding Avadim be the same Sfaradik Araya as Gaidras? Maybe there's something wrong. I just can't figure out what should be wrong. Ever cotton, we take a seat. We don't say Hokish Lakakais. We say ever cotton is a piece of metatlin that gets Chesus metatlin alta. So why shouldn't an Eved get a Cheskes Metaflim la'alter after 3 years, even without eating Peiris? Chayritz Mukhruch, that even for a Metaflim Dika Chazaka, you have to eat the Peiris. Without Achilas Peiris, you don't get a Chazaka that you're holding it 3 years. Maybe because there's a Reya, so why aren't you eating the Peiris? Normal owners do eat Peiris. Creates a Reya, so whatever Svara we're going to think of, Chayritz Mukhruch. So what turns out is that Gaidras have a Chazaka of Gaidras do have a Chazaka in Gimel Shanim, like the Rashbam, and it's a Metatlum Dikadin, and nevertheless it has one prat in which is similar to Karkois, and that prat that is similar to Karkois is this one Nakuda where to have a Chazaka you have to be able to be an Eichel Peiris. If you're not Eichel Peiris, it doesn't work. Okay, so this is a clear, I think the shiur till now is a very clear shiur. The Pnei Shleim is very clear, and answers the kasha, why it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, and everything is geshmak. One ha'ara, after we finish understanding the Pnei Shleim, the two ways to learn, and the pretty clear mahalach. The whole Pnei Shleimai is gebait on the idea that Cheskes Karkois is different than Cheskes Metatlin. That Cheskes Karkois is to tell a person Bizar B'Shtare. Cheskes Metatlin, where there is no Shtar, it's just Midlai Nicha. It's a Raya. Normal Metatlin, in one minute it's a Raya, it's yours. Gaidras needs 3 years, or like the Rashba, 2 years to know that it's yours. And therefore, the Tam of the Macha is different by both. Now, this is all true if you go with the Mahalach, that the Pshat and Gimel Shanim starts with 3 years. Since a person is Zar B'Shtari 3 years, we give Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And Mimela, you get 3 years to make a Macha. Right? One of the arrow ways to learn the Perek. That everything starts from Zarenish Mishtare, and Mimela, you have to make a Macha. Then the whole Pnei Shleim is good. Because the Macha is Gebayit that you should be Zar Bishtare. Like that, it's all Geshmak. However, if you learn the reverse, that how long is a person's Zara B'Shtar, eh? A person would hold the Shtar forever and ever. A person holds the Shtar until such time as he has a Raya Tzitz. So that the Makar for Cheskes Gimel Shanim is Midlay Micha. Midlay Micha is why you have Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Why is a person Zara B'Shtar 3 years? Because since people get Chazakis after 3 years, if the 3 years it's a raya, mimela people are zara bishtar. According to that mahalach, that's obviously what you started saying before, that this whole pnei shleimai is gebayit only on that shita that goes that mecha is for the purpose of zara bishtar. If you're going to learn that mecha by karka is also for the purpose of saying, I'm showing you it's mine, because otherwise I would make a. Otherwise, why am I quiet? Otherwise, I'll make a mecha. If the reason for mecha by karka starts that if you don't make a mecha, midla micha, it's alright, it's not yours. Then the reason for mecha by karkais is exactly the same as the reason for mecha by gaidris. And if that's the case, then all these the reasons that the pnei shleimah gives these nafkaminas are not true. Because the whole pnei shleimah is gebayit. Now, why do you make a mecha by karka? They should be zar b'shtar. The sheikh and gaidrus don't have a shtar. It's a different reason you make a mecha. Therefore, you can make a mecha in a quiet place, far away. But if you're going to learn by karka, also the purpose of the mecha is to take away the midlay micha. So then, my nafkamina. Then there's be'etzem no difference between karkois and gaidrus. And the whole cheshbon of the pnei shleimah falls off. And l'chayra, that would explain the Rambam. And those who neman that gaidrus don't have a chazaka, because they kind of, it's a raya from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't mention, it only mentions avadim and not animals. So if you go with the other mahalach, it would taka work. It's only a problem if we taka learn the Rashbam. The way we learned the Rashbam, that the ikar is midlay micha, and then, Kasha, the Rashbam, it seems to me, and this doesn't say in the Pnei Shleimah, but it would seem that the whole cheshbon of the Pnei Shleimah is all built on the binyan that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is she should be Zara B'Shtare. That's gebayit on that. And if so, it seems to be a little bit of a problem. If you're knowing the Pnei Shleimah the way I explained it, L'chaira, this is an issue. The Pnei Shleimah goes into this chilek and the two ways to learn. It's a problem. So it's a problem in the Shita Sarashbam. It seems to be that it's something of a problem. The inconsistency in Svara seems not to work, unless you'll say that even like the Rashbam, that the Iker, in the origin of Chazak, it's Das Midlay Micha, and male people as Zara B'Shtare. But at the end of the day, you still have to do it in a way that will be Zara B'Shtare, that will hear about it. Remember, the Pnei Shleimah only said the first three nafkaminas. He didn't say the nafkaminas ayyedic. His nafkaminas were gabayit on Zara B'Shtare. So it could be that the Rashbam will be moided. Even though in origin it starts with Lay Micha Mimeli Yizar B'Shtare, but the Maisen Macha has to be a Macha that lets him be Zara B'Shtare. But I'll upon him, this is the Shitas Rashbam, the Machlaikis by Gaidrus. If Gaidrus have a Chazak in 3 years or they don't have a Chazak in 3 years, and the Rashba in our Mishnah asked the Kasha, why an Eved needs Achilas Peris? It should be no worse than Gaidris, which don't need Achilas Peris. The Rashba asked the Kasha, And that, from that kasha, seems to be a raya to the nesivis that Lamaisa ever does need achilas peiris. The nesivis says that goydrus need achilas peiris. Again, the Rashba, which way is the Rashba right? The Rashba is a kasha that why do avodim need achilas peiris? It should be no worse than goydrus. Don't need achilas peiris. The says if goydrus need achilas peiris, then this kasha wouldn't be shared. So what answers his kasha? That's the old question. Is it a raya because it answers his kasha? That's a raya to the nesivis. Or is it a raya since he doesn't say this teretz, a raya connected in the nesivis? That's the old shaila. But l'chayra, that's the Rashba's suffix in the Mishnah. Okay, there's one last inyan of Gaidris in the Sugya, and that's a clear. It may have an earlier makar. I know that the older Rosh Hashiva Svarim Claret, or Nachum has a very nice piece. Claire, one last shayla by Gaidris. We end up that Gaidris have no cheskes metaltalim immediately. So let's say I'm holding a sheep, and you're Marin Kama, so you can take the sheep away from me. Because holding Gaidris less than 3 years or 2 years, just holding it for a day, is Nishkan Raya. So Rav Nachum clears the following shaila. What happens if you and I have a din Torah? I'm holding a sheep, and you taina the sheep is yours. But you taina that your taina is. I say, what do you mean? I'm holding it. It's mine. I bought it from you. You taina, no, you stole it. You came into my house and stole it from me. You broke into my barn and you stole it from me. Now, if you were taina, the animal walked on its own, you would win. Right? If you learn to sugya, you know what to say. You would win. Right? So you're saying, I'm holding Gaidris. Gaidris is no raya. It walked on its own. Or even if they'll say, you don't know how I got it. You would win. Because Gaidris holding it is Nishkan Raya. The question is, what happens if you taina that I stole it? I came into your house and stole it from you. And I say, I bought it from you. In Svara, what should the din be? L'chaira, Zakar Nachum, in Svara, I should win. If you say, Ganafta Mimeni, so what's the difference if we're fighting over a computer or a sheep? L'gabi, the taina, that you're taina, that I broke into your house and stole it, there's no nafkamina, a sheep or a metaltalim. What's the whole difference that metaltalim have no chazaka? Because you could say, it walked into my rishus on its own. Or I was walking down the street and I grabbed it. But if you yourself say, I came to your house and stole it, so Gaidris should be the same as any metaphilim. L'chaira, it should be a chazaka on Gaidris. Because if you're saying I stole it, there's a chazaka, masuki and shidigambi loy mazakinon. And the fact that I'm holding it should make it mine. No? It's a little bit of a problem. The absolute statement, Gaidris ain't lahem chazaka, doesn't sound like this. Gaidris ain't lahem chazaka sounds like zero chazakis on Gaidris. But b'chayra, it should be a chazaka. If you tiny it walked into my field, no chazaka. If you tiny you don't know how I got it, no chazaka. But if you tiny I stole it, why don't I have a chazaka? B'chayra, I should have a chazaka. The same Achinami. But Nachum brings what?
Not
so it's not Gaidris.
It's in my house.
It's not Gaidris. Gaidris is in the barn. Gaidris, the Gabi Geneva, is not Gaidris. So Krab Nachum, I have a riot from the Gemara, not that way. Gemara says, Omar Rava, Imhaya Katan Mutul Barisa, Yeshla Chazaka La'alt. What's the case of Katan Mutul Barisa? I have a baby Evet. And what are you saying? You're timing what? You're not timing it walked on its own. Babies don't walk on their own. So you're tithing that I stole it from you. So what are you tithing? The Gemara says, Kamash Malan. So what happens if you tithe I stole it? Nachinami. Yesh lai chazaka. You're right. Let's see. I'll speak out to where Rav Nachum says it, just to see if Rav Nachum says the sister Gemara says. And Rav Nachum learns the Gemara is talking that Yitaino ganafta mimeni. Yesh lechazak al alter. So Vaista is only a katna muto barisa. Yesh lechazak al alter by ganafta mimeni. Vaista it would be a big event. You would not have a chazak al alter by ganafta mimeni. As I state, that's Rav Nachum's raya. You're telling me that's not true. The Gemara is not talking the tain of ganafta. Gemara is saying that you're tining imo manchabra. Right now it sounds like a good teretz. I have to look at Rav Nachum again. Rav Nachum brings this as a raya for keret, but this sounds like a good teretz on his, which I guess is all for the best since it's a quarter to anyway. Because if you go with Rav Nachum's mahalach and svari, you have to explain it. If you go with this mahalach, so it's very geschmack. Taka regular eved, if you tie a ganach to mimeni, you won't have it in gaidras. Okay. I'm sorry about the delay. We didn't get to Hani Izi Dachli Chushla, which means tomorrow morning you're not going to have anything to do when you come into Yeshiva, because I'm sure you've learned Hani Izi already. So tomorrow we're going to get, we'll learn Hani Izi, but I'm going to start the next Gemara as well, the Gemara of Niyarika Beinayu. So, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow when you learn Hani Izi, you should look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Farshah of Shulchan Aruch, and Hani Izi, and then we'll get to Shir Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.